Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, sex on the beach, colorful puppies, and grizzlies. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Because at the time I was married, and you know, you could work every night and stay home and you try and work on the marriage. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You're married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't want to, you know, it's not that I'm like bitter or anything. It's just, I wish I could have rehearsed for living with someone that I was in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Different than even a regular roommate, because you move in, you're in love, and then the rules come out. Rules for the bathroom, the kitchen, the sweet and low. How long can this, you know, it's like you get the feeling you don't get divorced because the thrill is gone. It's because you don't know how to stack the tapes right underneath the VCR. It's because you put the spoon and the fork slot of the silverware drawer after having been repeatedly warned. You know what I mean? You know, it's like my wife, God, I still talk to her. I mean, I'm friends with her and all, and I mean, kind of, in a way, for someone that takes so much of my money, but, you know, no, I mean, God bless her. She tried hard, but, you know, in the end, the hole in her mouth wasn't big enough for the topics to come out anymore. and she would yell at me, but it sounded like an auctioneer. I'd be like, did you? But ain't what a dollar, two one dollar, be told to see what a time. It's tough to maintain your dignity. It's tough to maintain your dignity. When you're walking around the house like the Raymond. Hey, Daryl, still married? Yeah, definitely still married. Yeah, yeah. Still king of the castle, though? Yeah, Henry the VIII. Yeah. You can tell, I mean, guys that are married and they're not happy, they got that spontaneity that a burglar might have if he's standing behind a curtain, you know. Hey, Bob, shut up! What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Something to do with the towels, I think. My father's married 50 years. He has a ring in the back of his neck now. You pull it, he goes, my fault. I merely report the facts.
Daryl Hammond, disgruntled former husband and New Yorker, is our guest. You're a very well-dressed man. I can't notice that.
This is about a $27. Part of my new line of men's clothing for divorce guys called, that's clean.
Right. Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we have a lot to get to here today, including more Veterans Day requests. I know it was yesterday, but we're trying to get some of these on the air for you. But we have Christy Lee at the news desk. What's happening?
Sex on the beach. Let's talk about that for a minute.
The cocktail?
It's not just a cocktail.
Pass.
Sex on the beach is causing problems on the Canary Islands.
Yeah, you get sand everywhere.
Well, that and lizards are choking to death on condoms.
Well, that's not a problem.
And vegetation is being trampled.
Josh almost spit out his coffee.
They're choking to death on condoms.
Yes.
You mean the Geico gecko's choking on a condom?
Researchers pinpointed nearly 300 so-called sex spots on the island's famous Mas Palomas Nature Reserve.
That's more Palomas.
That's right. The sand dunes there have attracted so-called cruisers.
Cruising.
Who apparently meet up for anonymous encounters.
How about that?
A study published in the Journal of Environmental Management. Oh, my dad used to work for them. Called Sand, Sun, Christ. Sea, and Sex with Strangers explains the danger caused by the practice of sex on the beach.
Why doesn't your dad still work for him? Retired?
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, dead.
Oh. Yeah. That's retired, I guess, technically. Yeah.
It's going to take all the juice out of any comedy.
No.
She's
the one who brought up her dead dad.
She started it.
It's okay. He's been dead for a long time.
Dead for a while, Tom. Evidently, she's all right with it.
You ever sit alone sometimes and cry, wondering if he's proud of you?
Oh, my God.
Could we get back to
sex on the beach?
Yes. Dune poon.
Dune poon.
That's fine.
But Chick's right, though. I mean,
I have a
thank you.
Sex on the beach. You're gonna get sand and
not nearly as romantic as it looks in the movies.
Yeah.
From here to eternity makes it seem really cool.
Sex on a balcony. Now you got something.
You got overlooking a beach.
Salt water.
Sure.
Salt water can burn. Let me just tell you.
You got the people in 104B next door in their balcony.
That's
trying
the whole point.
Hey, don't look to your left.
I know you've never had sex outside of a bed. We know that.
That's a regular thing, I think. Don't get mad at him for that. That's a conventional guy move.
No, he's a weirdo.
Oh, why do I?
Have you ever had? Let me put it. I'll be delicate here, Chrissy. Have you ever had an intimate encounter on a beach?
How far has it gone? Intercourse?
I don't think we need to get into that detail.
Just shut up. I'm doing the interrogation.
On the beach or in the water?
Oh.
Well, that would suggest that the answer is in the water.
Was it in the water?
Maybe in the water.
Well, because you did just say salt water burns.
It can burn.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you've gotten a cut on your finger and gone swimming. And
I don't know. So you need some sort of Valtrex or something.
No.
Lesions or something. What's going on?
I don't think the lizard choking on a condom meme is going to be nearly as popular as the sea turtle with a straw on his nose.
No.
Do you think that guy that we talked to who wrote in for Ali Breen saying that his dog found a condom and she thought she was
in
cheating?
The park?
Do you think he's going, look at this story, honey. Look, people are leaving condoms everywhere. Look, here's the proof.
Yeah, well, he's right.
Doesn't this sound like a euphemism? Hey, you want to go down to the beach and choke a few lizards?
It does, yeah.
My contention would be to put this in contemporary jargon.
Yeah, because you're the king of... Okay, go ahead.
And I've learned this from contemporary music. I think nothing interferes with a WAP session like a lot of sand.
I see.
Oh, look at you.
I know my way around a... WAP.
Oh, gosh. I hate that.
Do you think he knows what he just said?
No. No.
You do know.
Do you
okay.
know what
all
you
right.
said?
Yeah. He has no
okay.
idea.
Right.
Everybody just chill out and shut up. We can't do this anymore.
The dampness, if you will.
All right.
Okay. The moisture level.
Right.
He does know. He does know.
Measured in...
Please stop talking.
Measured in by the assimeter.
They have to put sandbags around the bed. That's how wet it was.
So mean. Rather odd. Certainly crude, but it was the number one song there for a while.
Yeah.
Great song. Good for a pre-workout, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Now, are we we move away from lizards choking on condoms.
Yikes.
Do they have a lot of canaries in the Canary Islands?
I always wondered about that.
I hope there's at least some.
That's where they come
Otherwise,
from.
What are they doing?
Kind of appealing to go there. Oh, look, the sweet little canaries.
They are sweet.
They're really fresh there, too. Two canaries on a sandwich?
Oh.
You can eat them right out of the tree.
Okay.
You can pluck them right out of the tree.
Right, right, you can.
That's fresh.
It's legal there, too. Yeah.
A Labrador retriever has given birth to a rare litter of puppies containing each color of lab.
Oh, freaks.
According
Monsters.
To People magazine, the
this
4-year-old...
is so sweet.
Kill him.
The 4-year-old black Labrador named Zola delivered 10 pups, 2 yellow, 3 chocolate, 5 black.
This is cool.
It's weird to name a dog after a pharmaceutical. Here's Zoloft.
It's Zola.
Zola.
Oh.
I thought she's going to the donut store again. Two chocolate, one black.
Oh, that's funny.
Owners Tina and Martin Davis have been breeding labs since 2006.
And over the years,
have decided to strategically mix DNA to produce a litter of all three colors.
Oh, they did this on purpose?
But even after a decade of combining genes, a mixed litter is still rare.
They're mad scientists.
They're monsters.
Tina Davis said, quote, only a tiny handful of Labradors have the genetic predisposition to produce all three colors.
Thank God.
Even less are mated to a partner dog to make this happen.
Wait a second. Dr. Moreau.
If we're going to play God, let's have some fun with it. Give me a blue lab. Give me a green lab. If we're doing this, let's go all the way, right?
There you go. There you go.
You want a Clifford, do you?
I want a Clifford. I want an orange dog. I want a red dog.
All right.
You don't hear about the nightmare stories that Clifford created. You never read Clifford pisses away the post office?
Or millions of, thousand people drowning in his feces out and back.
Clifford digs up the cemetery. You didn't read that one?
Has a cadaver in his mouth.
Could we get back to this great happy story about this beautiful Labrador retriever giving birth to...
Tom...
Multicolored puppies. I'm a big fan. However, I have heard something pretty interesting about this.
What?
There's a lot of confusion among people. Of course, they'll talk about a golden Labrador, which does not exist. It's a yellow lab.
Mm-hmm.
It's my understanding that this yellow lab is identifying as a golden retriever right now. So,
oh, I see.
Yeah, don't tell her. Don't try to correct her.
Well,
yeah.
the problem I have with these labs is that they were created in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
These guys mucked with DNA and genes. If this were a natural thing, it'd be really cool.
Yeah, come on, we're having fun.
I mean, it's a natural. No. They're not. This wasn't done with.
Yeah, I don't think this was done in a lab. This was done mixing dogs.
You said it was.
I did not say that.
Well, listen to
I said, even after a decade of combining genes,
a
mixed
lab,
litter is still... I didn't say in a lab.
In their garage.
Now, this actually harkens back to something we talked about earlier this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
This dog has had the labs of three different colors at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, much like cereal, this is a sample pack.
Yeah.
Remember sample that when you were a kid, you'd get the sample pack, and you always waited until the very end to eat the total?
Yeah.
After going through the sugar pops and the sugar smacks.
Yep.
Well, it's a sweet story about some happy dogs. They're not like little Frankenstein puppies.
Yes,
Josh.
They are.
It sounds like they were made. Yeah.
They weren't just here's
some breeders puppies. Do that. They continually breed to get the dog they want. That's
what's
what they
so
do.
Good about dogs. We've been breeding dogs for thousands of years. I say it's time. Let's get really weird with it.
Oh my!
Let's
gosh.
Get. I want a really big Rottweiler with tiny little pug legs.
they've got those out there.
Yeah,
some very popular dogs right now are
what
total freaks. Oh yeah.
Total freaks.
Yeah. When your dog has to have major surgery because it's a freak. Never mind. It's a small freak.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
We have Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. What else is happening over there?
Well, a rare so-called cotton candy lobster has been caught off the coast of Maine.
Right. Sweet.
USA Today reports that the lobster.
A cotton candy lobster.
It features a light blue, almost pearlescent coloring, and it was caught by lobsterman Bill Coopersmith Casco Bay, just outside of Portland, Casco Bay. According to Get Maine Lobster, the odds of catching a cotton candy lobster are 1 in 100 million.
Whoa!
It's a beautiful lobster. It does look almost
it
like
sure
a pearl.
Is. My goodness, it's super cool looking.
We've had these before. There's the blue one, but this one's gorgeous. They also found a candy corn lobster.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They threw it back.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Still good for anybody.
Yeah. No, are they going to extend this to a zoo, I'm hoping?
Yeah, I hope so, too.
It doesn't say what they're doing with it. I don't know.
Yeah, lock them up.
I'm sure it's probably very tasty. But
I'm sure they're not going to eat it.
They're just not putting it back in the ocean.
No, lock it up.
Put it back in the ocean.
What a beautiful creature. Lock it up.
Yep, let's study this thing.
You're damn right.
Let's poke it and prod it till it can't live anymore.
Let's make it be ridiculous. You guys out of butter?
Let's make new ones so we can eat this one.
Yeah. It won't wind up on a plate, rather in an aquarium for the rest of its days.
That's
so,
right.
Yes.
Can they lock it up.
Can they breed it?
That's
a good question.
Maybe have it have some of those Labrador puppies we were talking about before. What?
I don't think they can breed a lobster with a Labrador.
That's what I'm talking about. Where are the dogs with claws? Have we done anything cool with science?
They have those. They're called pincers.
They're called what?
Dobermans.
The Doberman pinchers.
Yes.
Remember when you were a kid, they had that thing where they showed the dog show and the Doberman pincher.
Did you forget about the pointer?
There it is.
Keeping with our animal theme, a grizzly bear and her four adorable cubs were spotted roaming through Jackson, Wyoming.
Just looking for something to kill.
Right there, downtown. According to local police, security footage showed the bears taking a nighttime stroll through the city streets. Jackson police said officers and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officials shooed the five bears into a less populated area near the town.
Oh, I'm not going to Jackson with those grizzlies there.
Go on.
I got to be honest on this one. I don't know what I'd do, but I don't think I'd go, shoo,
yeah.
Shoo.
Shoo bear, go on.
This is mama bear and the baby bears.
Maybe grizzly. Fire a gun in the air or something. I don't know.
Grizzly number 399. She has a name.
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to make yourself really big. Yeah,
and then you shake like you put like bolts in a coffee can, right? Kind of thing.
Yeah. Already has a reputation for lingering with her cubs near roadways in Grand Teton National Park.
I don't think for brown bears you want to do any of that. It's for black bears, that's what you want to do.
These are grizzly bears, even more dangerous.
Yeah, so I think you play dead.
Can I tell you something? The only bear I can recognize is Yogi Bear. I don't know, a grizzly bear from a black bear from a brown bear.
Isn't there some poem or something?
Yogi Bear.
If it's
brown, black white. Attack, brown lie down, white good night.
Brown flush it down.
All right.
different poem.
Yeah, yellow let it mellow. Yeah, that's right.
Fatty 2x4.
Lick it.
She apparently is the region's most well-known grizzly, and her presence is concerning to wildlife officials who've urged residents to keep trash, pumpkins, bird feeders, and other potential food out of reach of the bears.
Yeah, boy.
With the little ones.
Yep. Downtown. Makes her even more dangerous.
Like a cub crawl.
A cub crawl.
That's fun.
Let me tell you something.
We're out having a little fun.
I think we can wrap this up. You're not going to get any funnier. That's pretty good.
This is terrifying.
Yeah, scary.
Why wouldn't they do a cub crawl for a Cubs game? That's a great idea.
I don't think people
because
Wrigley.
They already do that.
Oh, that's probably
pretty
true.
Much.
Yeah, they probably get drunk.
They don't need any help.
Shouldn't they?
They're much better than
the Cardinals. Ever been on Addison?
Much better than the Cardinals.
Shouldn't they relocate them away from downtown?
I mean,
they did.
Less populated area.
Oh, that's really great. If you live in the suburbs, by the way, there's a mama grizzly and her cubs out there.
Well, I don't know if you take them to the
middle of nowhere.
Hey, have you been to Wyoming?
We're guests.
It is in the middle of nowhere.
We are guests on their land.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be lunch on their land.
Well, we're asking for it.
Just saying, don't move into a less populated area of town. And by the way, you moved it on up, didn't you? You're living
to
in the
east side. Living in the sky.
Now,
I have some
don't burn on the grill.
Acquaintances that are moving to Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Of course you are.
And one of the pictures that they took from their property were bears crossing this bridge they have on their property. They're lined up like... It's so funny.
I never leave the house.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not afraid of bears enough.
I'm with you.
I should be more afraid.
They'd be like, hey, aren't you so cute?
Oh, I just want to hug it so bad.
You seen the video with the guy with the bread?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Bear, I'm out of bread. And the next thing you know, the camera falls to the ground and you see the guy's arm.
Yeah, sadly it's been debunked.
Severed from his body running away.
Yeah, that didn't really happen.
No, yeah, the video has been widely debunked. Yeah. But at the same time, that will happen.
How about the woman that punched the bear that was going after her dogs? Anybody
see
that?
Remember that one?
Oh, man.
She made it out just fine, didn't she?
Yep.
Can you imagine Pat actually...
Nope.
Bumping up against something that might be life or death, the way he worries about everything. And then he really had something to worry about.
I need more fear of bears, though.
Josh, when we were in Boulder, my roommate saw one walking home one night. Walking home from the bars and just looks to his left and do dee do.
That's exactly how bears sound. They just go
do dee do. That didn't happen.
Yes, it did, my friend.
I have no reason to doubt that.
One of those sorority girls. Come on.
No, I am telling you. And then a couple days later, the same bear got in a tree on campus, and they had to trank the bear down from the tree, and then it fell, and it fell kind of like this with his arms up, and then people made memes of it, turned him into Super Bear. It was a whole thing.
Invited him to a frat party.
Yeah, that...
By the way, someone has made the meme we were asking for.
Which one?
The old lady running the 100-yard dash, whatever it is.
Oh, behind Poor the thing. And the Grim Reaper behind her?
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah.
We'll have to post that.
Okay, I'd like to see it.
It's very realistic.
Back home, they all circled round a butterball turkey while I bow my head over stale beef jerky. I munched on sweets, love Boston baked beans. Find out milk duds will stick to your jeans. I'm all alone, but I don't hold a grudge, cause I'm first in line for maple nut fudge. Pancakes being poured on the griddle. Charlie Daniels in my head, heating up the fiddle. Truck stop Thanksgiving only comes but once a year. Truck stop Thanksgiving, better stock up on your beer. Truck stop Thanksgiving, wipe the gravy off your face. Truck stop Thanksgiving, pump seven, please say grace. Traffic is heavy and my heart is too. Them rubbers in the glove box will soon be used. I'm paying for a loving and I know it's wrong. A one-legged whore can't wear a thong. Her name is Tina and she's pregnant again. But with just one leg, she still looks thin. Next morning, she claimed to find religion too. I said, I'm glad you found Jesus, but I've lost your shoe. Truck stop Thanksgiving, wipe the gravy off your face. Bring it home, boys. Truck stop Thanksgiving, pump seven, please say grace. Good night.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
hell? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.